Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The church at Corinth had a multiplicity of problems. Division, immorality, taking a brother to civil courts rather than settling differences within the church, confusion over supernatural gifts, troubles around the Lord's table, and denying the future resurrection of the dead. Could it have been that God had not supplied the Corinthians with sufficient evidence to avoid such heartache? The answer to that question is an unequivocal no. Paul said that the testimony about Christ was confirmed in the Corinthians, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, 6 and 7. A careful reading of 1 Corinthians proves, beyond any doubt, that the church at Corinth was blessed with many supernatural gifts. If time permitted, I would like to discuss each of these spiritual gifts with you. But all I can do today is to mention them. 1 Corinthians 12 provides the most complete list of the miraculous gifts to be found in any New Testament book. Paul speaks of diversity of gifts. When we examine 1 Corinthians 12, we can understand why he used that language. Please listen to this list of spiritual or supernatural gifts. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work by that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. 1 Corinthians 12, 8-11. Later in the same chapter, Paul provides another list of supernatural gifts. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, 28 and 29. It ought to be obvious that the church at Corinth did not come behind or lack any gift. The Corinthians possessed every gift they needed to carry on the work of converting lost souls and building up men and women in the most holy faith. With so many wonderful and powerful gifts, they should have had no disagreements or schisms. The supernatural gifts were evidences that God was with that church. And the spiritual gifts should have removed any barriers to good fellowship and love. Tragically, that was not exactly the situation at Corinth. Please listen to Paul. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for you were not able yet to receive it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3. Religious leaders in our day sometimes imagine they would be able to accomplish more in God's service if they had access to all those gifts the church at Corinth enjoyed. They seem to believe that such gifts would remove all barriers to growth. A careful reading of 1 Corinthians should remove such thoughts forever. The supernatural gifts did not prevent indifference, strife, and immorality at Corinth. There is no evidence they would do so today. In fact, the gifts might become a source of conflict and jealousy if they were available today, just as they did at Corinth. I close our lesson today with these observations. We have in the Bible all we need to know to become and to remain Christians. We do not have any spiritual gifts because we do not need them. My friends, I appeal to you to read the Scriptures to learn what God wants you to do, and then have the courage to abide by His will. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.